Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, August 16th, 2012, more than halfway through the month of August. It's starting to get really cool around here, as a matter of fact. We'll be talking about that a little bit more later on in the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is back in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of program notes, of course, a reminder, next month we're going to have Dr. Gilbert Levin, who designed the labeled release experiment on the Viking landers back there in 1976. And we're all sitting here breathlessly waiting for Curiosity to confirm those discoveries, because it'll basically mean, yeah, Earth is not the only place in the universe with life on it. And that is really a transformative event, I think. Also, of course, Claire is going to be joining us tomorrow on Friday's show. She's got some words of wisdom to share with everybody, and I know everybody always likes it when she comes on the show, and so do I. I'm biased. I'm prejudiced. I admit it here. All righty. I want to start out here with a couple of very obvious pieces of propaganda that we are seeing on the corporate media right now. There was this ridiculous video put up there about how Syrian rebels captured an Iranian drone, and they put it up on YouTube, and they're showing it around. See, the propaganda plan right now is to somehow convict Iran of being behind all the trouble inside Syria, because they're standing with the government. They can't send in weapons and stuff to the Syrian government, because only the United States is, of course, allowed to send in mercenaries and militias and weapons to other countries to inflict democracy on them, whether they want it or not. And this is another obvious fraud, because as you look at this image of this thing, there's no air inlet for a jet engine for the drone, and there are no movable control surfaces. And if you look at that little canard that's sort of attached at the very top, I mean, structurally, it's very, very weak. Somebody threw this thing together and made a picture saying it's from Iran. There's no identifying marks on it whatsoever. I think they got it from the Estes people is really what they did here. It looks like a model rocket kit. The other piece of propaganda that we're getting out there was this report that a rebel hospital is shelled, and they're featuring pictures of wounded and injured and bleeding children. So I guess the rebel army is using children now to fight their wars for them. And it was rather interesting and rather blatant, because CNN was reporting that the hospital was shelled with artillery, and yet CNN is showing pictures of Syrian warplanes to imply that Assad did this. And I know we were talking a little while ago about a potential false flag where a chemical attack would be carried out on the population and blamed on Assad. And I think this hospital was attacked to blame it on Assad, because if this is a rebel hospital treating their soldiers, there wouldn't be children in there. So this is just more of that, Kuwaiti incubator kind of propaganda that we get from America's top public relations corporations here. Meanwhile, Syrian government troops have managed to free more of the journalists kidnapped and held by the mercenary army. And obviously the mercenary army is very concerned about more of these journalists getting out there and saying, hey, these guys aren't really Syrian, because they've killed quite a few of these journalists. They're capturing and holding them. That's not really a good way to win the media over to your point of view. But the media obviously is continuing to sell this gigantic lemon that this is a popular uprising and we're bringing democracy to these people. We're, and that's always the excuse. I mean, since the end of World War II, the United States has invaded something like, 40 countries, always on the excuse, we're bringing these people democracy. And they never really get it. They get rigged elections. They get puppet rulers. They get exploited by American corporations. And that's exactly what they're trying to do with Syria. Now they're trying to link this all to Iran. Iran is the evil behind the Syrian conflict. It's all their fault that there's blood in the streets and children dying and so forth and so on. And I don't think they're going to get any traction with this one at all, simply because the U.S. government has lied to us so many times. Nobody's going to believe them anymore if they're not on a federal government paycheck. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, up in Canada, as you're probably already aware, the boycott and divest movement is gaining ground all around the world as more and more people become outraged at Israel's obvious apartheid policies against the Palestinians and continuing encroachments in their lands, confiscating their homes, bulldozing their homes, building settlements everywhere that they want to go. All of this is in violation of international law. All of this is contrary to numerous United Nations resolutions that have been passed, and Israel doesn't seem to care. So since the United Nations cannot hold Israel to account, the people of the world are more and more starting to stand up and say, we're just not going to do business with Israel. And most especially, we are not going to buy products that claim to be made in Israel but are actually being made on stolen Palestinian land in stolen Palestinian facilities. And so the B'nai B'rith up in Canada is up in arms screaming about the latest church to pass a boycott and divestment initiative, you know, screaming, there are people dying in Syria, and you're just worried about cucumbers. I mean, come on, let's get real here. Well, I would like to ask B'nai B'rith Canada that if they are so worried about dead Syrians, what is their response to that story that we reported yesterday about the finding of a huge cache of hidden Israeli weapons underneath a house in Damascus? Because apparently Israel and B'nai B'rith really don't care all that much about dead Syrians. They just want you to go on buying their cucumbers grown on Palestinian land. Now, meanwhile, of course, the United States of America is continuing to display Olympic class hypocrisy in accusing Iran of sending support to Assad in Syria. And they're calling it, you know, Iran is meddling in Syria, supposedly setting up a pro-regime militia. Forgetting to mention, this is what the U.S. and Israel did inside Syria. They put together a make-believe army of hired mercenaries. They said, these are just Syrian revolutionaries and freedom fighters and so forth. And of course, that's not true. And so the hypocrisy is just stunning to hear them go on and on and on about this whole situation. Now, one good piece of news, depending upon your point of view, is coming out of the Syrian crisis. It is apparently warming relations between Riyadh and Tehran. And I think maybe Saudi Arabia has come to realize, despite all of its support for the U.S. and Israel in the region, that sooner or later the U.S. is going to take them on and take them down, because that's what Israel wants. So the effect of this battle in Syria, which is showing that the U.S. and Israel will never stop until they are made to stop, is that diplomatic relations between Sunni Saudi Arabia and Shia Iran are moving closer together. And the White House had only one comment about that, and it was, oops. Because I'm sure that was not something they anticipated happening and certainly do not want to have happen. Because keeping the Sunni and the Shiites fighting at each other is how the U.S. and Israel have managed to maintain control over the Middle East, by keeping them separate and fighting against each other. And if the Sunni and Shiites start to merge together, then you're going to have a united regional Islamic Republic. And Israel will not be able to throw its weight around that region any longer, even with the backing of the United States of America, whose days are numbered, I might add. Israel is continuing their saber-rattling regarding Iran, and Israel's ambassador to the United States came out today and said that Israel might be willing to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, even if it only delayed Iran's ability to produce nuclear weapons for just a few years. Because situations change so fast in Iran that, yeah, we'll bomb, even if it only delays them for a couple of years, it's worth it to us. Certainly because we'll get the Americans to come in and deal with the counterattack, the retaliation here. And, of course, they continue to use that situation. It's an existential threat. We can't let Iran have nuclear weapons because it will mean the end of Israel. Now, let's be clear about this. There is no existential threat to Israel. Israel is the world's sixth most powerful nuclear-armed state. They have nuclear weapons. Mordecai Vanunu gave us photos of the bomb factory underneath the Dimona facility. Germany recently acknowledged they have known for years that Israel is arming the cruise missiles on their Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear warheads. So even if Iran were building a bomb and nobody has any evidence that they are doing so, Iran is not going to attack Israel or the United States because nuclear weapons are deterrent. And that, my friends, is what Israel is really worried about with Iran. See, Israel can throw its weight all over the Middle East because they can attack other nations with impunity. Even if they lose, they just go back to their borders and say, we'll stop here. If Iran or any other nation in that region were to develop or acquire a nuclear weapon, then Iran can tell the U.S. and Israel to basically go pound sand, because an attack on Iran would be responded to with a nuclear weapon. That's what deterrence is. Now, the U.S. and Israel don't want a world where they cannot attack other nations at will. Israel wants a Middle East in which Israel alone possesses nuclear weapons to deter attacks upon Israel, but reserves to itself the right to invade other countries when they feel like it, without fear of reprisal. The only existential threat to Israel is an Israel no longer able to just invade other countries at will. And that's why they're so opposed to any nation getting a nuclear weapon. They want to preserve their option of being able to attack other countries. And a historical reminder, the last time Iran initiated a war of conquest was over 200 years ago. It is not in their nature to start trouble. If you want to talk about nations that start trouble, that would be Israel and the United States of America, which are constantly invading other countries. And if you want to talk about a nation that actually did use nuclear weapons on the civilians of another country, that remains solely the United States of America. Now, by now, I'm sure you've noticed that Israel keeps making all these statements. We're going to attack. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And it's starting to reach the point of the little nation that cried nuclear wolf, because more and more governments and more people in Iran is saying the same thing. Israel is bluffing. They really don't dare attack Iran unless they know they've got U.S. support. And right now, that's an election loser between now and November. Romney's campaigning on his willingness to invade Iran because that's going to get Israel's support for his campaign here at home. Look at all that money he racked up in Tel Aviv, most of which is a felony, I might add. Obama doesn't want to commit to a new war in Iran before the election because he knows that will cost him votes, because we're tired of war. We've been at war on Israel's enemies longer than we were in World War II. Our nation is crumbling around us from the cost of all of this. And we don't want to do that any longer. And so what Israel appears to be doing is to try and force Obama to make a commitment. What they're basically saying is, we'll start a war in Iran right now, and it's going to make you look bad because you weren't supporting it, unless you promise you'll attack Iran after you're reelected, if we let you be reelected. So more and more, Israel may be bluffing. And the reason for that is, if Israel attacks Iran in a conventional war, it is quite likely that Iran could come right back into Israel and completely smash it. That would force Israel to actually use their nuclear weapons. And the political costs of that would be great, because the entire world would learn unquestionably. Israel has been a nuclear-armed nation all along. And all of this money looted from all the taxpayers of all the nations and poured onto Israel because they're poor and helpless and they're just such victims of all those nasty Arab Muslims were a complete lie. Here in the United States of America, Israel's use of nuclear weapons would underscore the fact that our own government has been violating United States law in sending your tax money to a nation that has nuclear weapons but does not sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and will not submit to IAEA inspections. So Israel's in a very, very strange corner. They do have nuclear weapons, but they can't really use them without destroying themselves as a nation, and certainly destroying the credibility of their own government. Be like hoisting a giant flashing neon sign over Tel Aviv. Liars, 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 liars. Nobody would want to do business with them after that. The boycott movement would be re-energized. The demand for the Palestinians to finally be given a state of their own would intensify. Support at the United Nations would collapse. Even the United States would be hard-pressed to justify Security Council vetoes connected with an Israeli nuclear attack on Iran. So this policy of nuclear ambiguity has come back to hit Israel. They have the weapons. Politically, it's very dangerous for them to actually use them. So Israel is now trying to basically point the finger of suspicion, or at least awareness and attention, in other directions. And they're starting to scream about Egypt deploying troops in the Sinai without Israel's prior approval. You see, when you're in your own country and you do something within your own country, you must get Israel's permission first. And this goes back to the Camp David Accords, in which Egypt agreed to pull back out of the Sinai and not do anything militarily in there without Israel's permission. But in exchange, Israel promised to stop building illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. So all this talk about Egypt not abiding by the Camp David Accords is moot, because Israel violated the accords before the ink was even dry. Camp David is null and void. Israel made it so. And it's another one of the Israeli bluffs to go on and saying Egypt must abide by the Camp David Accords. Why? Why should Egypt keep to an agreement Israel has broken? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned a fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, interesting little story here. You've probably all heard of Lollapalooza. This is this corporate concert franchise founded by Jane's Addiction frontman, pro-Israeli fundraiser and activist Perry Farrell. It is normally held in Chicago. Next year, they're going to have one in Tel Aviv. Now, Farrell previously raised money for Israeli army soldiers during the Operation Cast-led massacre in Gaza that was started when Israel broke the six-month ceasefire with Hamas and attacked Gaza on election day 2008, and then proceeded to launch this incredible punishing attack on Gaza. They dropped white phosphorus onto residential areas to start all kinds of fires. Now, just to prove the complete insensitivity of the Israeli mindset, this Lollapalooza that will be in Israel next year is going to be held on the ruins of a destroyed Palestinian village. You know, it gives it a nice bit of ambience for us to have this thing on there. A little bit of arrogance there. On our own side, things are not doing very well. The army had a record of suicides in July. We're losing more kids to depression than we are to enemy bullets, it seems, at sometimes. And what it basically says is, these kids in uniform, they're not dummies. They know they're on the wrong side of this. They know they are not defending the United States of America. They're not protecting the American way of life. They're invading foreign countries and taking them over to please the bankers and please the oil companies and to please Israel. And before they went into the military, they were decent, moral human beings. And they're caught in this conflict between doing what they're ordered to do versus doing what they know was the right thing. And some of them can't take it, and suicides continue to climb over there. All right, speaking of suicide or a good reason to do so, Facebook opened earlier today. This is the day when a large block of the lockouts expired, and it dropped 7% in the opening. But since then, it's climbing back up again. Now, does this make sense for anybody to be buying stock in Facebook? It's the worst performing IPO in history. It's been hit with fraud charges. It's under investigation by governments around the world. Ordinary investors looking to make a buck are not going to be buying into this. Somebody is protecting Facebook from collapse. We know that Soros bought into it, and he's taking a bath on it. But we know that the U.S. government wants Facebook to succeed because right now it's being used as a major part of the online surveillance. They go through Facebook looking for pictures of recently purchased bling and toys that they'll turn over to the IRS to make sure that you're not getting more money than you're entitled to. And, of course, they're looking for people on Facebook saying, I'm planning to blow up a bus. Last time I tried it, I burned my lips on the exhaust pipe. Or something like that. Forgetting, of course, that, you know, truth is often a rare commodity on Facebook, especially in those profiles of singles looking to meet up singles here. But I think this Facebook stock performance today just underscores the fact that, yeah, the market's being rigged. It's being rigged to serve the money junkies, often at the expense of ordinary, honest citizens, because anybody who short-sold Facebook, anticipating that a large block of stock hitting the market, being sold today, would send the price down, they got crushed. This manipulation is never a good thing in all directions. Somebody gains and somebody has to lose, and that is why manipulation is wrong. Because the manipulators are manipulating to their own benefit, and they are basically stealing and defrauding and cheating the people who are trying to play by the rules. We're leading to a society in which people are going to perceive the rules are only there to serve the money junkies. And that's when people stop following the rules, which we're starting to see all across the country right now. Jobless claims increase. They're hemming and hawing a seasonal adjustment, and it's really not all that bad. But remember last week when there was going to be a really bad job report, and then they said, it's not going to be too bad. And then by the next morning, it was actually the numbers were improved, and people were scratching their head saying, what the heck's going on? You know, yesterday they were saying it was probably going to be a brutal jobs report, and then all of a sudden today, magically, the numbers were good. Well, there's a clue in another story where housing starts fell, they say, unexpectedly in July. Notice when the news is good, it proves the economy is turning around. And when the news is bad, they're saying unexpectedly, which is basically saying we have no idea. But inside this story, it mentions that the improved housing starts in June, that the media was touting all over as proof the economy was recovering. Those numbers had to be revised downward. Oh, gee, somebody made a goof and the numbers weren't accurate. So basically, it's just saying you're going to hear good economic news, and then a month later, they revise the numbers back down to where they really ought to be, even given all the institutionally approved fudging and seasonal adjustments and the rest of that. So the government and the banks are surviving by lies and fraud and deception. And they even admit it in Wall Street. 25% admit to using fraud to stay in business. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the economy and finance and fraud. And I have been saying all along that since 2008, the federal government adopted as a policy to protect the banks from the aftermath of the mortgage-backed security fraud at the expense of the American people and the American homeowner. And we're getting some confirmation because apparently just about a month ago, Neil Barofsky was on MSNBC's Morning Joe, and he basically stated that in a private meeting, Tim Geithner basically said Obama's housing policy was designed to sacrifice homeowners in order to protect the banks. And a lot of people have said, why, oh, why, when we're all being flogged to pay off debt, was the government encouraging corporations to send high-paying jobs to other countries? And the reason is very simple, and I've said this before. That monthly payment you are making does the banks no good. It's not enough to keep them solvent as they're having to buy back all these fraudulent mortgage-backed security bundles. They needed the entire value of your home on their balance sheet in order to be able to claim they were still solvent. Same reason they're running up the stock market. They got to keep the value of the assets up. So the government took your high-paying job away to make it easier for the banks to come in and take your homes. It is that simple and that brutal. And so now we're even starting to hear the stuff over on MSNBC. I might have to actually change my mind about some of the corporate media. Now, Anne Barnhart, in November of 2011, she shut down her brokerage firm and returned all of her clients' money to them, saying there were systemic problems with the entire financial industry. And now she's basically come out with a new warning about the safety of your money in the banks, especially those tied in with investment groups. And this apparently comes from a federal appeals court ruling regarding customer deposits lost during the 2007 collapse of Chicago futures broker Sentinel, in which Sentinel, the money is supposed to be segregated. There's the money Sentinel uses for its high-risk ventures, and then there's depositor money. And it's supposed to be segregated. They're not supposed to dip into it, but Sentinel did. And the courts ruled that in the absence of actual intent to harm their customers, Sentinel did not do anything legally punishable. And what this means is the wall between depositor funds on deposit in a bank and the investment division of the same financial industry has been torn down. When Glass-Steagall was repealed, which created this whole nightmare, in order to retroactively legalize Citigroup, there were laws put in place saying, you know, you've got to keep the customer funds segregated. You're not allowed to play with it. That's not really your money, technically. Now that barrier has been taken down by the appeals court. So once again, I'm going to reiterate our common sense approach to this. Only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your outstanding obligations, and you keep the rest in your own pocket, your own home, in the cookie jar, under the mattress, next to your dirty magazines. Because the banks have just been given a license to grab your money if they feel they need it to stay in business a little while longer. Speaking of Citigroup, Citigroup, AT&T are among 26 companies that paid their CEOs more money in 2011 than they actually paid in taxes. This is how completely out of control executive compensation has become in this country. The system is designed to make the individual elites very, very rich by making you poor. And that's not capitalism. That's not capitalism at all. Real capitalism, I think, is epitomized by Henry Ford's approach, which was to become prosperous by making the community around you prosper. And that's why Henry Ford, when he was starting up his car company, he paid his workers very, very generously. And part of that was so the workers at the Ford automobile plant could buy the cars they were making and start driving them around, which really sent the message this was a car for the working man. And that's what made Ford such an amazing success. And Ford held to that ideal. If you want to be prosperous, you make the community around you prosper. And that's a wisdom that has been lost in the age of the money junkie. And it is a wisdom which I think ought to be legally enshrined in our next constitution when we're starting up the country. I was talking about this yesterday. We ought to tie the compensation and retirement of all government officials to the prosperity of the nation as a whole. Your pay will be such and such a multiple of the average worker wage in this country. We need to create a system in which the money junkies get richer only if they're making everybody else around them richer. Right now we have a system where the money junkies get richer by forcing poverty on everybody. So it's understandable that's what they're going to do. Now let's get over here to MF Global and John Corzine. As it turns out, the investigation, remember when the government said, don't worry, we'll investigate, we'll take care of it. And the investigation, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, is winding down. And there are no charges against any of the executives at MF Global. The investigation is going to say, well, the blame spreads in so many directions, and it was a failure of oversight, and we need new laws, and the people just have to understand these things happen. So no charges. They're going to walk away. And again, this goes back to 2008 and the Bush administration setting as policy, nobody on Wall Street is going to be investigated, arrested, or charged for all the financial misdeeds that they've been doing. Because we can't damage the credibility of the American financial system. So John Corzine proving that if you do not, in fact, punish the malefactors, they'll simply do it again. He has announced he is going to start a new hedge fund. He's going to go right back into doing the same thing that he did before. And the government's going to let him do it. I mean, let's look at the duplicity of the legal system here. If you are out sunbathing naked in your backyard and somebody on the street can see you, you can wind up being placed on the registry for sexual offenders for your entire life. There's no way off of that. But you can ruin millions of investors and they'll let you go right back into business. There's something really kind of messed up with that. As part of the propaganda to try and keep your money flowing toward Wall Street, we're seeing more and more of these exhortations to buy American. And normally I would be in favor of that, except that American-made products continue to prove they're not very good. They're not very durable. They don't last. They're almost designed to fail. We've talked about planned obsolescence before in the light bulb conspiracy. And so more and more people are coming out and saying, Buy America is just another scam. It's another advertising trick. And you and I and all of America should decide what products we are going to buy based on their quality, workmanship, durability, reliability. One of the things that has so angered me, especially in the computer industry, is we've traded an expectation of reliability and durability in exchange for a piece of paper called a warranty, which means they're making it cheap, they can just do another one. But you wind up going back to the store time and time again, you're dealing with critical failures of equipment at very important times in what you're doing, and the productivity of the nation as a whole continues to suffer. There's no product liability on computers and software that was put into law by the United States government back when computers were just a startup business with Apple and the IBM PC, and the industry needed protection so that they could grow. Well, it's not an infant industry anymore. It's mature. It's a very huge industry. But the indemnification has persisted due to lobbying, with the result that we live in a nation where if you're starting a business and you buy a van for your business, and because of a design defect, it crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can sue the manufacturer of that van in order to encourage them to build a better product. But if you buy a computerized accounting system for your company and because of a design defect, it crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can't do anything. There are no guarantees and no promises. They'll give you a new computer. Even a new copy of the software. They won't help you recover your data. They deny all responsibility for your data. And from the point of view of a business, that data on the computer is worth more than the hardware and software. And they'll say, we'll sell you a backup system. And I remember the day we had in our shop where both the main drive on the computer and the backup system failed on the same day. There was a great gnashing of teeth and tearing of hair. Now there's the online cloud-based backup systems. They're having failures, wiping out immense amounts of data. Nobody has a reason to make a good product in the United States of America because you can't do a thing about it, except go over to the other manufacturer whose products are no better. So Buy America cannot support that. I can't support that until America makes products that are the equal of the products we're finding in other countries. We used to make the best of everything in the world. Now, made in America means junk. I remember when I was a kid, made in Japan was synonymous with cheap junk. Now look at the stuff Japan makes and China makes. And yes, I know people complain about, well, what about all these really bad Chinese imports in the United States? Well, China, as a manufacturing nation, will manufacture what they're asked to make. And if you ask them to make a good product, like the iPhone, you get a really good product. Nobody here in America can make anything like the iPhone right now. But if the importers from these big box stores go over to China and say, make the cheapest possible thing you can, China will say, well, all right, that's what you want. That's what we'll give you. And that's what winds up on our store shelves here. Now, getting back to George Soros, along with his increasing positions in Facebook, he is getting out of the financial stocks. He's exited Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. He's buying up gold reserves himself. And as of right now, Soros no longer has any substantial positions in the financial firms anywhere. So Soros knows something is up. Part of it may be that seven more banks have been subpoenaed over the rate fixing. And the banks were Barclays, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, HSBC, Royal Bank of Scotland, and UBS. So more and more of them are caught up in this LIBOR scandal. It's all being rigged. They're trying to tell you the economy is doing really well. Over in California, sales tax revenues have dropped by a third. And so all of California's revenue projections that were based on expected tax revenues, they're going to have to be revised downward. More cuts. The economies are shutting down. There isn't enough money in circulation to run the country. It's all been sucked out of the heartland, out of your pocket, out of your mortgage, out of your equity, showered over all of Wall Street. That's not capitalism either. That's fascism. And it's not just the United States of America. Down in Australia, a key executive of one of Australia's largest retail stock brokers has gone public saying that there's market rigging on the Australian stock exchanges. Apparently, they made the mistake of allowing the high-frequency traders to get in there. And the high-frequency traders are gaming the system for their own benefit at the expense of individual investors. If you don't have a gigantic computer farm and all of these algorithms to go in there and manipulate the market, you're a fool to be in the stock market right now. So the economies are continuing to be exposed as just, it's a fraud, it's a show, it's a display to convince you to keep your money in the banks and the stock market, and you're not going to get your money back. Because everything is bubbled. Everything is overvalued. The treasury bonds are bubbled. There aren't enough physical human beings in this country to make good on all the treasury bonds that have been cranked out to cover the losses from the mortgage-backed security fraud. I am convinced future historians are going to look back at this time when the United States collapses, and they'll say the triggering event, the initiating event for the collapse of the American financial system and the federal government was the mortgage-backed security fraud and the failure of the government to act decisively in the face of a gigantic criminal conspiracy by Wall Street. As I mentioned yesterday, even the IMF is now starting to hem and haw and saying, Iceland did have the right idea. Iceland's working. Iceland's on the way up. They're boom times over there. But by golly, we're going to force private central banking on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. Apparently some Libyan got arrested for terroristic threatening, so it looks like Libya isn't very happy with their new U.S. puppet government or their new private central bank. Meanwhile, over in Britain, and we've talked about competing currencies before, over in the city of Bristol, businesses are getting together to launch a local currency, valid only within the city limits, where everybody's going to start using that. And that is something that we saw happen in the United States during the Civil War, during the Great Depression. We're hearing rumblings about more and more communities trying to do their own internal currencies to protect themselves from the collapse of the dollar. I think it's an idea whose time has come. If you are in government at the city, county, or state level, you should be planning right now. Be prepared for launching your own currency when the collapse comes. Germany's already printing up Deutschmarks. They've got them stacked up in a warehouse, ready to put them into circulation the moment the euro collapses. That's wise and prudent planning. So, now then, I want to talk a little bit about gold and silver investment, because there's some evidence that the silver markets, the paper silver market, is also being subject to rigging with high-frequency trading, so we need to be careful. There is, over in Poland, a company called Amber Gold, and it was basically one of these institutions that will sell you gold, but they'll hold it in their vaults and they'll give you a paper certificate. And they tend to oversell the paper certificates on the theory that not everybody's going to come in at the same time and get their gold. But apparently this amber gold didn't keep enough on hand because apparently there wasn't anything left in their vaults, and so they've collapsed. So if you're going to invest in silver and gold, and I recommend it highly, and here's a little nod to the Republic Trading Group, which deals in silver and gold, take physical possession of the metal. That paper certificate may not be worth any more than a Federal Reserve note very soon. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
Like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite that gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to talk about politics here just a little tiny bit. The Silverson pickups have asked Mitt Romney's campaign to stop using their song Panic Switch at his public events. In fact, they've gone as far as to issue a cease and desist order. And they've released a public statement basically saying their opposition to Romney and his campaign. Now, there's a little bit more beyond this, because what this is telling us, first of all, if you are a professional musician and you are a member of ASCAP, even public performances of your music are supposed to generate a residual. But what was most significant here is that it's very obvious that Mitt Romney's campaign did not contact the Silverson Pickups regarding permission to use their song as part of Romney's branding. And I think this kind of a disregard for the ordinary people is endemic to his entire campaign, and certainly his personal philosophies here. By the way, speaking of Mitt Romney, we're starting to find out who his top contributors are. It's a very colorful list. Goldman Sachs has contributed about 600,000 right now. J.P. Morgan and Chase, 500,000. Morgan Stanley, little under 500,000. Bank of America, 465,000. Credit Suisse Group, 421,000. I presume through their American subsidiary, or else that's another felony. Citigroup, 345,000. Barclays, 322,000. Kirkland and Ellis, 295,000. Wells Fargo, 276,000. And on and on and on down there through Price Waterhouse, UBS, Blackstone Group, General Electric, Ernst & Young, so forth and so on. So basically, he's a candidate of the money, by the money, and for the money. No big surprise. Now, as you're probably aware, there's been some concern over Mitt Romney's tax returns. How much is he really worth? Where's the money coming from? We know all about the funds down in the Cayman Islands. We know about all of this tax sheltering. Ann Romney basically went out today. He's using her as his front now. Mitt Romney did not stand up and say, you get no more tax returns from me. Ann Romney's out there saying, you've been picking on us. We're being attacked. We have a right to privacy. We're not going to share any more of our tax information with you. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Meanwhile, it turns out that Paul Ryan had a little bit of a whoopsie on his financial disclosure statements. He forgot to mention this little $5 million trust fund that he has that generates income for him to live on. And there's already campaign finance, insider trading scandal. He's already got one of those on his situation. And so Paul is out there saying, oh, that money. I'm going to start calling him Paul Light, because I think Mitt Romney's theory was that if he got somebody named Paul as his vice president, he would snooker all the Ron Paul supporters and they think, oh yeah, Paul's on the ballot, I'll vote for that. Ain't going to work, Mitt. We're not as dumb as you think we are. We'll be right back after station identification.
Are you against